Today is the first Sunday of spiritual program 2020. From today through November 8th, each week we are going to listen to testimony. And today is the first time, first day. And we are going to have our sister, you know, Jenny. She is going to talk about, you know, how God has been transforming her, you know, through God's ministry, you know, in and through us. So can we welcome our sister Jenny?
Well, hi everyone. What a privilege to speak to how I've been transformed in faith during my time here at St. Matthew's. Looking over my time in this church, I can hardly believe that James and I have only been coming here for just over a year now. The impact I've felt engaging with this faith community encapsulates depth and meaning that far surpasses a year of time in my mind, which makes me especially grateful to share my perspective with you today. I arrived at St. Matthew's having actually only been a part of one other church community my entire life up until walking through these doors. I even had the rather unbelievable privilege of only having had one pastor up until our wedding day. And yes, that pastor was forced to retire last summer at the young age of 92 years old. So with the only pastor I had ever known having retired, I must admit I was feeling trepidatious about what the next chapter of my faith journey would be and how James and I would find a faith community that felt right to both of us as we came together stepping into marriage, having come from different faith traditions. Then last summer, God provided for us when James got the choir director job here at St. Matthew's, and that's where my story of transformation begins. From the moment I entered this community, I've been consistently moved by the energy and warmth moving through every facet of my engagement with St. Matthew's. I entered this community as the choir director's wife and was excited to do so, and quickly came to realize that there was so much more for me here than I ever could have anticipated. Here at St. Matthew's, there's so much that I wish I could share, and of course, just a few minutes would never do it all justice. So if I were to choose the most prominent feeling of how I've been transformed in my time here, it would be how I've learned how to recognize Jesus' love moving through and within others. I continue to feel moved by how this presence of life-giving generosity, care, and love, and true compassion radiates from both our pastoral leadership and the members of this community at every angle, every turn. And it is this love that I've felt from you, our community, from day one, that has served as an astounding foundation for me to ground myself deeper in my faith and to grow in my own faith journey. As someone who had only known engagement in the church from one pastor up until arriving here at St. Matthew's, one of my greatest personal gifts in, I guess, a meaningful source of transformation here at St. Matthew's has been to witness how faith does not live or reside in just one pastor alone or one community alone, but to witness that presence of the Spirit moving through not only one pastor, but now two already in my time here. And for me, as someone who had only known that experience through one, to see how that faith is carried from one person to another and how Jesus' love transcends from one pastor to another, that's been an unbelievable realization for me I hadn't known up until this past year. And we've been so blessed that God has provided for us two unbelievably moving, inspiring, and powerful pastors in this short time, and in this especially important time for really strong pastoral leadership, right? You've all played an important role in transforming my understanding of the power of prayer. That's another prominent one on my heart, from the pastor's prayer of intention at the start of any event to our offering that we have, that we share during our services, from the individual prayers as well that you've offered. And I continue to be moved by how your prayers have lifted me and James up in our professional lives, in our faith, and in our marriage. I am just overflowing with gratitude for feeling the power of your prayer and learning what that can be and how it moves through my life. How could we have ever known we'd find our way to this community only a few short months before the pandemic would come and hit us? And yet somehow the unexpected, difficult challenges that have come before us also feel intricately linked with my story of feeling transformed here at St. Matthew's. For it is since the pandemic hit that I found myself challenged while also more deeply grounded than I can ever remember in exploring my own faith. I've felt connected to my faith in a new way than ever before. I've found a foundation of faith in my marriage in this first year of my married life that is irreplaceable to me. And I've found myself establishing deeper connections with members of this community than ever before the pandemic. It's been amazing to get to know individual people more deeply and closely through our Bible study experiences and through our coffee hour. And I feel so moved by how I've gotten to know people in a way I'm not sure that I would have as deeply or as meaningfully during other circumstances. There's something really remarkable about that, right? In such a difficult and hard time, there's so much beauty around us, and what I see in that and my journey of faith this year is just how much St. Matthew's has really been there for me and how this community has been there for me, bringing me meaning, transformation, connection, and a true presence despite physical distance in ways I never could have anticipated or even thought to ask for. I can't help but feel on my heart in sharing with you today, is there any greater sign of an impactful, meaningful faith community than how this community would be there for us during the most unexpected times we could imagine? So I encourage you all to also offer some time to reflect on how you've been transformed, both when thinking back on the role of St. Matthew's in our lives before the pandemic, and how this community continues to stand together, even when apart, during these difficult times. I thank the Stewardship Committee for inviting me to share in this capacity. This has been a particularly meaningful time for reflection on my faith and transformation in the midst of such trying times, and grateful to get to share a little bit more about me and my unbelievable gratitude for St. Matthew's during this time more than ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate it.